Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. Today, I want to talk about something interesting about when you have a success and you have a win, how to take that and roll on to geometrically grow everything else you're doing inside your business.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Okay, so I hope you guys are awesome. Today, it's been snowing here in Boise, and then today it's been raining, so it's all slushy, and I've had fun driving kids to school every morning, or this morning. This is kind of one of my favorite things, is to drive them and have a chance to talk to them. And anyway, it makes me sad because my twins are about to get their licenses, and then I'll probably not get to drive them anymore. But until they do, I'm enjoying it, and it's just really fun. So just dropped off Aiden, my little man, at school, and have a few minutes while I'm heading back to the office. And I was thinking about something that I thought would be helpful for all of you guys, because I don't see this happen enough. In fact, I notice with a lot of us entrepreneurs, like, we do something and it works really good, and then we like move on to the next thing, as opposed to being like, hey, that worked really good, we should do more of that, or we should focus on that, or we should go deeper on that, right? So a good example just happened recently. So as you guys know, we bought Dan Kennedy's company, and then we relaunched it last month, and the relaunch went really, really well. And the way we launched it is we took, it was a concept that Dan Kennedy and Bill Glazer did back, man, 15, 18, I don't know how many years ago, when Bill first bought the company. You know, the company was basically a newsletter company. It had the magnetic marketing newsletter. And so when Bill bought it, he was like, I want to grow this. So he created something that he called the MIFKI. I talked about it on the podcast before. It stands for the most incredible free gift ever. And they launched it, and that's how the newsletter grew originally. And then they sold the company to private equity firms, who, as a rule, are not very good at actually marketing the way that we all market. And they ran the business to the ground over the next decade. So I had a chance to buy out of that. And the first thing I did is like, well, what worked in the past? Oh, the MIFKI. We should remake the MIFKI. So we built the MIFKI. We launched it. And we added, from the MIFKI, we added over 4,000 new paying members into the newsletter. So I want to do the math on that for you, just because it makes this really interesting. So, and obviously people are going to cancel, but let's just say they don't. So we added 4,000 people at $97 a month. That's $400,000 a month times 12 months in a year. That's an extra $4.8 million a year business we launched in a weekend by creating a really good MIFKI offer, right? And so that's awesome, right? And obviously, again, like I said, there's gonna be a churn and things are gonna drop. We're also gonna start buying ads to it. The funnel converted extremely well. I think I talked about that. If not, hopefully you signed up through the funnel and you got the first January's newsletter, because I break down the funnel. But you know, we're averaging $200 and something for every free trial. So I can spend $200 to get a free trial and still be profitable, which is insane, right? And now it's making that business where we can start growing it and scaling it. And I think, you know, by summertime I could have 10,000 members in there, pay $97 a month, which is $1 million a month business on info product, a newsletter, right? It's insane. And so for me, you know, obviously I am the worst at keeping secrets. That's why all my books are called .com Secrets, Expert Secrets, Traffic Secrets, because I just tell everyone my secrets. And on the podcast, I shared this, you know, in the first issue of the newsletter, I'm sharing it. Like, I'm not good at keeping secrets. But it's interesting because I'll share it out with most people and like, oh, that's so cool, that's awesome. And then they don't do anything with it. I have somebody who I love and respect who I shared it with, probably one of the first people I shared it with, and I thought they were going to grab it and take it. And then I saw their next offer run out, and they could have done the model that I did with the offer they did. It would have fit. It would have been a simple tweak to make it match that. And they didn't. And they launched something and they didn't follow the model. And I was like, man, if somebody told me that they had a funnel that was averaging insane EPC, average cart value, and is in my market, and it's something similar, I would look at that, I would have funnel hacked it, and I would have called an audible before I launched my funnel and made tweaks and changes based on it. But they didn't. They just kind of said, oh, that's, wow, that's amazing, that's so cool. And then they went on. And I'm sure a lot of you guys heard me talk about it. You're like, oh, that's so cool. And then you went on. Okay. The way to like leverage this stuff, to leverage my wins, to leverage your wins, to leverage what's working in the market, is to not do that. Right. So for example, we launched the MIFKI offer. It killed it. We had an urgency and scarcity where it closed down for like 2 weeks or something like that. I think it just went back live a day or two ago. If you go to nobsletter.com, you can see the funnel, right? After we shut it down, the first question was like, man, that worked really good. We should create a MIFQ for ClickFunnels. Like, that was the first thing, right? It worked here. Let's do it again. Where most people are like, that worked awesome. And then they move on to the next thing and they forget about the success, right? And so we sat down and said, well, how would we make a MIFQ for ClickFunnels? What would that look like? How do we make it so the offer is irresistible? So it gets people to stick longer. So it gets our average cart value up front higher. Like right now, for me to get a ClickFunnels trial, just so you guys know, in paid media, paid ads, it cost me $300, between $250 and $300, depending on a lot of things. But to get somebody to sign up for free ClickFunnels trial, which is fine because our lifetime value of customers is really, really high. And so we can do it. But it's a float, right? It takes me, you know, 3 to 4 months and honestly longer than that because you have churn and breakage and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it takes a good almost a year to break even from me buying to get some sign for a ClickFunnels trial, which is fine. But if I could tweak my front end funnel so that I was making $250, $300 for every trial we signed up, like now I break even immediately. And now guess what? I can outscale everybody once again. And so I'm like, how do I do that? Well, we need a ClickFunnels MIFQ offer. And so guess what we did? We spent like 3 hours in a room. How do we make a ClickFunnels most incredible free gift ever? That's what MIFQ stands for. Most incredible free gift ever. And we structured it. We sat down and we mapped it out. And we're like, okay, now we have this. What's the hook? What's the story? Like, why are we doing this? What's the offer? Like, what do we send them in the mail so we can get the physical address? How do we build community? How do we build culture? How do we weave all that stuff into an incredible offer? And when it was done, we literally mapped it out. And I sat there and I was like, oh my gosh, this will change ClickFunnels forever. And it's so simple. It's nothing complicated, right? Like, all of us make good offers and we sell something, but looking at it through the lens of like the most incredible free gift ever, and then looking at the funnel we built for the Dan Kennedy company and how high the average cart value, how high the EPCs were, and how high everything was, it's like, okay, let's take this model and let's replicate it over here. And so for you guys, like, I just want you to understand, like, when I share something, like, I'm excited and I'm like, it's not like, oh, cool, Russell, that's awesome. It should be like, okay, how do I implement this in my business? Like, that'd be the first question I'd be asking myself instantly is, how do I take this and do it? Because it's awesome, right? And so I want to put that out there because I see a lot of people who don't do those kind of things. Like, when we launched the Traffic Secrets book funnel, it was the highest converting book funnel I'd done to date, right? It was awesome. And so instead of being like, man, that's awesome, the Traffic Secrets book funnel is great, I said, okay, what did we learn on this? What was the layout, the style, the design, the tweet? Like, what did we do different in this one than the other ones? We took those things and we moved them, and we took all those best practices, all things we figured out, and we did them on the other book funnels, went backwards in time. Now all the book funnels match the model and they're all converting high. And right now we're in the process of retweaking one of the book funnels to try to increase the cart value, and we're trying things and tweaking things and testing things. As soon as we get it to work, then guess what we're gonna do? Instantly take those changes and roll them across all the book funnels, right? And so I just want you guys to understand, like, that's how you double down on this game. It's how you get consistently better, geometrically better, not just incrementally. You know, a lot of people have incremental wins, like, oh, they add this thing, they get a little better, they add this thing, they get a little bit better. Whereas I'm looking at like geometry. How do we geometrically grow what we're doing? Because I don't want to, you know, go from $150 million to $170 million. Like, that's not inspiring or exciting or anything. I want to go from $150 million to $300 million. Like, how do you do that? Well, you don't do it by playing checkers. You do it by playing chess, right? Geometrically, thinking differently, strategically. When you win, you have a win, you got to compound that win upon the other win, as opposed to just, oh, we had a win, cool, and then moving on to the next thing, right? Everything needs to compound and increase and get better and get better. But to do that, it takes you becoming passionate about this. You know, I've talked about this a lot over the years. Like, you got to become more passionate about the marketing of your thing than you do about the thing, right? Like, all of us have the thing that we're selling, that we're in love with, that the reason why we got in this business. But if you really love that thing, right, whatever your product, your service, your message is, if you really love that, you have to become obsessed with the selling of that thing. One of the biggest mistakes I see influencers and people do is that they love their thing, they're having success, and they want to go hire a funnel builder and want to outsource it to somebody else. They want to, like, who do I hire to be my marketing team? Who can I outsource this to? And it's like, oh, like, you're missing it. That's the best part, to figure out how to get your thing into people's hands. Like, if you become obsessed with that part of it, that's how you really grow and scale and dramatically grow your companies, right? So for all you guys who are listening, I just wanted you to kind of look at that lens of, number one, when I'm dropping gold, when I'm dropping, like, this funnel's killing it, funnel hack it, look at it, and then look at your old funnels, and how do I weave this model in, right? Like, that's number one. Number two, same thing for yourself. Like when you have a win, don't just be like, cool, that was awesome. Go back and roll that win across everything else so you can or so you can geometrically grow everything you're doing. And number three, like become obsessed with this game. Again, the ones who are winning at the highest level, the ones who obsess, they keep going into this and keep figuring things out and they have so much fun with it. And then they layer it on and they do the next thing. And that's how you can really, really have fun and enjoy this. So I hope that helps. I hope that gets your mind thinking a little bit differently. If it does and you enjoyed this, then please let me know. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening to this podcast. And by the way, if you haven't heard yet, we with the launch of Dan Kennedy's company, we launched the Magnetic Marketing Podcast, which is basically I found tons of old Dan Kennedy presentations from the last 20 years or so. Him speaking at Info Summits, him on the gold and the diamond CDs and all these things that were lost in the archives. And I started going through them. I'm like, these are amazing. But I'm like, I don't know how to sell these. Here's a CD interview of Dan talking for an hour about wealth creation or whatever. Like, it's amazing, but it's not like a product really. I was like, what do I do with these things? And so I decided to give them to you guys for free. And so we created a podcast called the Magnetic Marketing Podcast. And if you go to magneticmarketingpodcast.com, you can subscribe to it there. And then you get like hardcore raw Dan Kennedy interviews, and audios once a week, which are, they're really, really good. So I recommend doing that and, diving into Dan. You'll love him. He's a little ornery. but man, he's brilliant. And so anyway, there you go. There's an old Magnetic Marketing Podcast that the old company ran, which is a bunch of people talking about Dan, which I did not love. And so if you search in the podcast search engine, you might find the old one. If you go to magneticmarketingpodcast.com, that's the right one. And you'll know because there's a cool picture of Dan Kennedy in black and white. It looks amazing. He looks like the tough guy that he is. So anyway, with that said, thanks you guys so much for listening. Hope you enjoy this podcast. Hope you enjoy Dan's podcast as well. And I will talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kennedy and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free, just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you're also going to get a subscription to two marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.